Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, good morning. On the tee back for another season here on 98.7 ESPN, which is great news because we know summer's right around the corner, right? We launch this show around this time. It is Masters time. Of course, on Thursday, the Masters tees off, a tradition unlike any other. So we're here to break it down for you. Excited to be back in action here on 98.7 ESPN. If anybody knows me, you know how much I love golf. And it's definitely one of my favorite times of the year. And it's hard sometimes because, again, if you know me, I love football season. But I can't play golf during football season. So it's kind of like you sacrifice one for the other, right? We've got our producers, Tom and Chantel are in this morning. Gentlemen, ladies, how are you?
Good morning, Anita. And I would like to call your bluff on not being able to play golf during football season. Now, maybe you can't get out to the links because you've got other obligations, and that's completely understandable. But just because the weather is bad here doesn't mean you can't stop golfing. You can go to a driving range or something like that. You can go to Topgolf. There's indoor driving ranges now. So I think you just got to step up your game.
Are you calling? We're like not even a minute in the show. You're calling me out, Tom? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's how we're going to start off the year.
I love it. I love it. So just FYI, I have something called Raynos. And so if the temperature drops for me, like I can't be outside playing anything below 70 degrees because what happens is circulation stops in my fingers and my toes. And I can't feel anything. I can't feel a golf club. I can't feel a pickleball paddle. I'm useless. Okay, I'm absolutely useless.
Now you're making me feel bad.
Yeah, now I'm making you feel bad, right? Believe it or not, I want to say like 70%. Look, you see, you upset my dogs.
Yeah, I upset the dogs too. That's unfortunate.
You did. 70% of people who are 40 and over actually have this in some way, shape, or form. So anyway, it's a thing. Like, I can't go in the frozen food department at the grocery store. That's probably, and not that I shop that often anyway. You know me, it's always delivery. But nonetheless, like, it's a thing. It's a pain in the ass. I'm not gonna lie. So needless to say, I have not teed it up yet this season. But I can't wait until the weather totally changes. Although this week, weather is supposed to be nice. So I know, you know, I've been talking to quite a few people, quite a few friends, avid golfers. I know they've gone out here and there. This is a week that if you can get out, this is the week that you want to get out there and really, really start loosening up your game and get ready for the season. But again, we're excited to be back. Tom, I don't know, this might be our sixth season. I know you haven't produced all six. I don't think you were with ESPN when we first launched this show. I begged Tim McCarthy, who was our general manager, I begged him for the show for years. And finally, I was like, I'll do it for free, Tim. I'll do it for free. Just let me do it. Gosh darn it. Anyway, so we've been on the airwaves here now. I want to say this is either the sixth or seventh season. I'm not sure. We're going to have John Mascari and Christina Thompson, who are my partners in crime for On the Tee. Always have John on. He's the head pro overseas Alpine Country Club with those electric greens. He's going to be joining us momentarily. Christina Thompson, owner extraordinaire of Golf for Her. Phenomenal business out there in Denville, dressing everybody. I always say, if you really want to play golf well, you need to look good while you're out there on the golf course. So both John and Christina joined me for the program as well throughout the season. We were supposed to have Michael Collins, aka the Caddy, on with us today, but unfortunately, he's at the Valero and he had an appearance at 8 a.m. somewhere, and he's not allowed to have his phone on him. So I'm hoping that we can get him on a little bit later on. So 8 to 9, all golf for you, right? 9 o'clock, we kick off the original or the Anita Mark show, and we'll dive into a lot. Obviously, the final four has concluded. We know who the champions are, who are going to be compete to become the champion, really. We'll talk Knicks as they get ready for a big game against the Bucks later on today. Yankees, Mets, the women are in action today at 3 o'clock. Excited about that. So we'll dive into a lot. So with you until noon this afternoon. But again, on the tee, first show of this season. We're really excited about it. Talking golf for the next hour, getting you ready for the Valero. And then, of course, looking forward to the Masters that tees off on Thursday. Chantel, I think this is your first on the tee show. Right? We usually work together at night for the gambling show on Friday night. This is your first golf show, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Have you ever played golf before, Chantel?
I've played at Top Golf, and that's the extent of my golfing experience.
That's fine. That's fine. It's all good. Listen, at least you've gotten out there. At least you've grabbed a club. At least you've swung a club. That's important.
Those clubs are pretty big. I'm like the same size as the club. Height-wise?
Well, that's why a lot of times, you know, you've got to get fitted. That's called being fit. That's called being fitted. Yeah. Yeah. You how tall are you, Chantel? What are you? 5'4"?
5'1" on a good day.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I stopped growing in like the third grade. It was crazy.
Wow. So 5'1" Chantel can't be using like a 5'10" or a 6'1" man's club. That's for sure. But nonetheless, let's dive into it. Let's start with the Valero. Obviously, this is the tournament before the Masters. And so going in, you know, a lot of big name guys use this tournament as a warm up for the Masters, right? They come in, they play in this tournament, and they use this to work on things that might not be, working for them so far this season. So coming in, just full disclosure, again, shameless plug, not so shameless. I'm on ESPN Bet, ESPN2, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. And so my pick to win the Valero was Billy Horschel, Billy Ho. He just had an unbelievable track record at TPC on this course, San Antonio. And he's just been playing phenomenal golf so far this season. But he definitely let me down. Another guy that I liked was Brendan Todd to finish in the top 20. And sure enough, he's sitting there at third. So let's take a look at the leaderboard. First things first, Bhatia is up at the top of the leaderboard at 15 under. He shot a 68 yesterday, a 63, opening round, 63. So he very well could go wire to wire if he does win today. Datagolf gives him a 78% chance of winning this bad boy. He's first in strokes gained total, first in strokes gained tee to green, as well as approach. Denny McCarthy is right behind him. Well, not right behind him. Four shots back at 11 under. Brendan Todd is at 8 under. Decky is at 7. He shot a 66 yesterday. Not too shabby. And you got Russell Henley, who's at 7 under. So Decky and Henley are tied for fourth. And then you got Brendan Todd at third, McCarthy at 2, Bhatia at 1. And then you've got Åberg, who's had a phenomenal season so far. He's sitting at 6. He's 6 under. Alex Noren at 5 under. Stuart Sink. Look at Stuart Sink at 5 under. What's going on, dude? And then Rory is sitting there tied for 7th at 5 under as well. I am fading Rory heading into Sunday. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But let's talk about Bhatia and what he's been able to do. So he's got a 4-shot cushion heading into Sunday's final round. If he does win, this will be his second PGA Tour victory. And if he does it again, he would do it wire to wire, which is really, really impressive. We all know how difficult that is. If he does win today, he'll collect 500 FedEx Cup points and also an invite to the Masters next week. So talk about the pressure. As I always like to say, pressure is a privilege. Whenever I'm playing golf against someone and they've got to like sink some kind of like 7-foot putt, I always throw that their way. Hey, listen, pressure is a privilege. This is great. Go ahead, sink that. Winner last season at the Barracuda Championship in California. He's 22 years old and he's never competed in a major. So again, talk about the pressure coming in. Granted, he's got a 4-shot lead. His ball striking has been great. He's led the field in greens and regulation from day one. Now, here's a little nugget for you that's really fun. If Bhatia is to win, he'll be the first player to participate in the drive, chip, and putt competition as a child. And later on in life, play at Augusta National. How cool is that? I love that little nugget. McCarthy is sitting there again. He's 11 under. Data Golf gives him a 15% chance of winning this bad boy. He's fourth in strokes gained putting, third around the green. Then the dude that I thought would finish in the top 20. So at least, if anything, I'm breaking even here because Billy Ho definitely failed me. Data Golf gives him a 2% chance of winning. And he's sixth in strokes gained putting. Decky, second in strokes gained tee to green, sixth around the green. But here's the guy that I want you to pay attention to, and this is Russell Henley. Now, he's 7 under, okay? So he's quite a few shots back, but he's fourth in strokes gained approach. To me, he's got the best chance of putting it together. But, you know, obviously he's got to have, like, an insane round, right? He's gone 69, 69, and 71. The only area that he's really been lacking is strokes gained around the green, so if he was able to improve that and hone that in, he does have a chance of really making a run for this. And just to give you an idea of what his odds are, 55 to 1. Throw a dollar on it. Throw $5. For every dollar you put down on Russell Henley, you get back $55. For him to finish in the top five is plus 120. I'd throw 25 on that. Why not? If anything, I think he's going to go at it. I think he's going to go with the pin today. I think he's going to be aggressive. And I think he's going to try to come after him. So, also, I'm looking at matchups here. Henley over McCarthy at minus 110. I do like that. And last but not least, I am fading Rory big time. I was fading him actually coming into this tournament, just FYI. I just felt like his focus was going to be more about the Masters than this tournament. Winning this tournament, let's be honest, He's looking for that career grand slam. So I really feel that this round, knowing that Rory is so far back, I really feel that this round is going to be more one of those tune-ups, right? Working on the things that he's been struggling with so far this golf season. So I am fading Rory, and you could take Alex Noren over Rory at plus 120. Might be my favorite bet on the slate today. Okay, so that's how I'm looking at the Valero. Quick break, we come back. John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club, is going to join us. His thoughts on the Valero, and then we're going to do a deep dive into the Masters, a tradition unlike any other that tees off on Thursday. You're listening to On the Tee here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
8.7 ESPN, brought to you by Skyway Golf Course. Excited to be back in action. John Mascari, one of my partners in crime, head pro at Alpine Country Club, joining us now. What year is this, John? Is this 6 or 7 for us?
I think it's 7.
Wow.
Right?
I've known you for 7 years, dude.
Best seven years of my life.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, let's dive into it. Before we start getting into the Masters, let's talk about the Valero. Bhatia has just been unbelievable. I'm not sure if you were listening to the show. If he wins this, he'll be the first player to participate in the drive, chip, and putt competition and play at Augusta. The first. How great is that? Have you ever participated in the drive, chip, and putt competition, John Mascheri?
No, I'm much too old. We didn't have that when I was growing up playing golf, but it is so cool to see him in contention with a chance to punch his ticket to Augusta. I think he might be younger than some of the amateurs if he even gets into the tournament. At 22 years old.
He's 22. He's 22 years old.
Yeah. It just goes to show you how much golf has grown in the last, you know, two decades to have an event like that at Augusta. The dry chip and putt, which now has seen the fruits of its labor with tour players returning back to compete, hopefully.
Well, for him to win, Data Golf is giving him a 78% chance of winning. So the odds makers -330 to win. What does that mean for every $330 you put down? You only get 100 back. I'm going to take a long shot. I'm going to go Russell Henley here. At 55, yes, he's a few ways back, but who knows if Bhatia had an unrest sleep last night. We all know, we talk about it all the time, right? It's one thing to be the hunted, it's another to be the hunter. And Henley just goes, you know, to the wall. At 55-1, I think that's a pretty solid long shot. And yes, it is a long shot, but you never know. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I'm going chalk here. Anita, you know, no surprise, Bhatia is in the middle of his best year as a pro. He's got 5 top 20s and the 9 PGA Tour starts he's had this year. He's playing great golf at a difficult golf course. The TPC San Antonio is very difficult. His distance control is fantastic, striking the irons very well. You know, he's 7 off the next closest competitor behind Danny McCarthy, who is 8 under. So we look at this as really a two-horse race, and I think following some great golf in the beginning with a 63. Just go out and shoot a couple under par today and pack your bags for Georgia.
Some matchups. I do like Henley over McCarthy. You could get that at -110 because I think Henley is at striking distance. And I just like the way he's 4th in strokes gained on approach. He's really been struggling around the green. If he can improve that, I think he's got a shot there. And also, I'm fading. This might be my favorite bet. I'm fading Rory. I think this round is going to be used as a tune-up, and I'm sure he wants to get the hell out of Dodge and get to Augusta as soon as possible. So I'm going Alex Noren over Rory at +120 today in the 4th round. You like that one?
Yeah, I don't know if I would agree that it's going to be kind of a tune-up. I think he wants to kind of play real well today. You know, I would hate to see a player going into the Masters on a down note. His round started out with 69 in round 1. Remember, this is a tournament he has always played well in. 70, then 72. I could see Rory being very aggressive today, getting prepared, but I don't think it's going to be a throwaway round for him. So I think he'll finish.
Interesting.
Strong.
Okay. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, I'll be texting you, obviously, when he makes the turn. All right. So that's the Valero. Again, this is the first major of the season. It starts with a bang, and of course, that is the Masters. Only one of the 4 majors that's played at the same venue every year. It is iconic, Augusta National. Obviously, John Rahm coming in trying to defend his title. Haven't really seen a lot of John Rahm because he plays on the LIV Tour. Same with Dustin Johnson. I'm looking at some previous winners. Sergio Garcia, who, by the way, is up at the top of the leaderboard right now down in Miami with the LIV Tour. Bubba Watson, just to name a few. What does it take to win? Driving accuracy, which you would be surprised because, you know, so many trees and tree line, but not really a big key if you look at the previous winners. Driving distance, greens and regulation, scrambling is huge. And putting. Those are the 4 metrics that are most important. Here's another one for you, John. More money. So odds makers are sharing like where a lot of the money is. A lot of money on Brooks Koepka and Wyndham Clark. Hovland, Shoffley, Homa, Decky, and of course, everybody wants to put some money on Tiger Woods. I'm going to put money that he doesn't make the cut, even though he's not been having sex as of late. We'll get into that in just a second. But really surprising that not a lot of money has come down on Scottie Scheffler. Odds makers are saying that if Brooks Koepka or Wyndham Clark win, they're going to take a bath. So with that being said, your thoughts is we're just, you know, a little over a week away, or not even, we're just a few days away from the Masters teeing off. What are some of the big storylines you're paying attention to?
Yeah, for me, as you mentioned, what a way to kick off the golf season. The immaculate golf course that is Augusta National. And it, we were, to your point, we return to the same course every year. We know every hole. We know where the pin's going to be on 16, right? We know about all the famous shots we've seen. I think experience plays a big factor into this tournament. We saw it with Phil last year with a T2. He wasn't in his best form, but something about coming down that driveway at Augusta, Magnolia Drive, brings out the best in the past champions. Those with experience can handle the nerves. You mentioned that driving off the tee is not very important. Wide open fairways, Anita. Some of them are nearly 20 yards wide. It's a long drive paradise. You can bang it all over the place. The rough is not very penal. However, I know you mentioned those metrics. The most important to me is putting, right? So the distance will take you so far, right? You've got these greens with massive undulations, lots of different tiered perspectives on the putting surfaces on every hole. If you have had the chance to go to Augusta, you'll be blown away by how undulating and hilly the golf course is. And that's a big part of winning. You'll see that players could play well off the tee, strike their irons well, but if they can chip and putt real well, they have a chance. So lots of good storylines, I think, with Jon Rahm. I think he's third now, but the LIV Golf players obviously invited to play this year. They're bringing in a great roster. But I think the tournament itself seems to settle down that whole conversation. The players tend to keep low-key with respect for Augusta, and all focus will be on golf. And going back to that experience, you know where to hit it, you know where you can miss it, and you know when you can attack the pin and when you can't.
Again, John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club, joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. It is on the tee. So again, Tiger Woods playing in his second tournament this season. And let's not forget he had to withdraw, right? 1 year post when he had to withdraw from the Masters because it was so soggy. And of course, he has that ailment with his leg. And then, of course, he had surgery on his ankle. 15-time major winner. And reports out there is that this a quote from his friends, he's focused, he's working really hard in the gym, he's eating right, he's even eliminated sex. That's how serious he is for somebody who's a well-known documented sex addict. Okay. Has eliminated sex. Kind of reminds me of that Seinfeld episode, right? With George, as he prepared for his Portuguese.
About 2 minutes, right? You know, I tried something similar between the ages of 17 and 22, and then again between the ages of 23 and 38, and I still didn't win a green jacket. So I don't know how it's going to work for Tiger.
God bless you, my friend.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. So 75-1. Those are Tiger's odds to win this bad boy. Oof. Again, he's only played once this season. He's withdrawn 3 times in his last 6 starts. So I get it. We all love Tiger. You know, probably no better storyline if he was to win here at the Masters. But not to be a negative Nelly, I guess I am being one. I'm going to fade him, and I'm gonna wager that he does not make the cut.
For sure. I mean, he's played 25 holes this year. The expectations have never been lower for Tiger Woods, right? Can you believe we're saying this? I mean, one complete round. But listen, he plays the golf course better than anyone. I think we can agree with that.
Because he knows it. He knows it better. He knows it better than anyone.
Of course. But if he can make the cut, it would be great. It would be a win for everyone, for TV, for us. But we know the issues. You spoke about his leg and his ankle and all these things. And I just mentioned how a hilly golf course it is. Hopefully he can keep it together. I'm with you. I can't see him making the cut.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll do an even deeper dive. Scottie Scheffler, changed the flat stick and has been unstoppable. He is favored to win the Masters. Is that how you should roll? John and I will do a deeper dive. Also, we'll talk about, we'll get you up to speed on what's going on with Liv. They don't really have, a TV deal. So out of sight, out of mind for many of you. We'll get you up to speed there as well. And let's talk about the menu for John Rahm and the dinner that he's going to be hosting. Is it something we'd want to attend? All that next here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club, with me. We're going to hear from Christina Thompson coming your way with an update with what's going on with the ladies. Get her pick for the Masters as well. As I said, Scottie Scheffler is favored to win the Masters. You can get it right now at minus 105. Listen, he's just been unbelievable, right? Won the Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Players' Championship, back-to-back starts, nearly won the Valspar Championship last week. His ball striking has been ridiculous, but really the big difference here is his switch with his flat stick. He went from a blade putter to the TaylorMade Spider mallet putter. What can you tell us about that putter and why it's been so effective for Scotty, John?
Sure. Yeah, we know that it's been his Achilles heel, right? We've gone back and talked about the last seasons that he's had, where from tee to green, there's been very few that have had better seasons than Scotty. He is an elite iron player. And if you look at the events he wins on, they're tough golf courses. But the putter, it was always the putter. And the blade putter, right, that he used tends to operate more on a slight arcing stroke, okay? When you have this spider putter that TaylorMade has, it's got weights that are on both sides of the ball. So the majority of the weight of the putter are on the left and right of the ball, actually more towards the back. And that helps the ball roll better, but keeps the face and the head very stable, almost a little more straighter back and straighter through, if that makes sense. So getting really stable through contact keeps the ball online, right? You think of it like the old putter was an opening and closing door type. This is very straight. So if he has the line correct, he's going to have a little more confidence, and the putter can't get really wonky.
So again, he is favored. Rory hasn't recorded a top 10 finish yet this season. As we know, he's chasing that career grand slam. He's still second on the odds at plus 210. Any thoughts on Rory heading into this tournament?
Yeah, he's not playing bad right now at the Valero. Like we said, he's 5 under. This is his 16th attempt playing the Masters, right? And he needs that one more for the Grand Slam. Missed the cut last year, which, if you think about it, missing the cut at Augusta is kind of hard. You got to play pretty bad because it's such a small field. He starts off slow. Thursdays are usually a bad day for Rory at Augusta. So I think it's between the ears for him, Anita. I think we talk about horses for courses. Rory is built for Augusta. He just needs to calm his mind, make a few putts that are important on Thursday, and that should hopefully get the train rolling a little bit for him.
Some other guys to mention, Hovland. I don't know what's happened to him. He's become one of the worst chippers on the PGA Tour. Morikawa, his iron play has fallen off a cliff as well. And of course, you've got Cantlay, Finau, Homa, Ricky Fowler, 110-1. And then, of course, you've got the LIV Tour and those players who are going to crash the party. 13 players from LIV are scheduled to tee it up at Augusta. John Rahm coming in looking to defend his title. Brooks Koepka, as well as Neiman. Now, Neiman, let's get. Do you, by the way, John, how are you following the LIV Tour? It's hard, right? Out of sight, yeah. Out of mind. Like you have to go out of your way to, of course, research it and find out what's going on. Do you spend time in your day doing that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, to your point though, it's a tough search. There's no TV contract, so we can't mm-hmm. turn it on or stream it. But yes, 13 strong players coming in. Joaquin Neiman is playing fantastic golf. No Taylor Gooch, no Paul Casey, who's always plays well at Augusta. But I think all focus is on John Rahm defending the title, but also, to your point, Brooks Koepka, Mr. Big Time, right? Missed the cut last year. I'm sorry, in 22 and 21. Had a second place last year, but he was hurt those years. I mean, we learned, right? So toss those aside. His other six Masters finishes. We talked about second place last year, 7th in 2020, 2nd in 19, 11th in 17, 21st in 16, and 33rd. So always in contention, right? And it's getting better and better as he's getting more experience at the golf course. Keep an eye on Brooks. I think Rahm has something to prove. A little bit about maybe he's not getting the attention he used to get, but he's been playing well, right? Four straight top 10 finishes if you do your LIV research. I wouldn't say he's in the same form as last year where he won three times, but he's close. He's still one of the top players in the world. And aside from Tiger, he probably is the next best at playing Augusta. His worst finish was 27th. So let's see if he can go back-to-back like Jack, Nick, and Tiger did. We'll see.
By the way, correction here. I was on the wrong page in regard to odds. So Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters, 4-1, Rory 11-1, Rahm 12-1. I know we're going to get to Schauffele in just a second. Brooks Koepka 18-1, Spieth 22. And I want to talk about Neiman here for a minute, 25-1. He skyrocketed up the odds boards. Here's why. His last eight worldwide finishes dating back to November, fifth, a win, tied for fourth, another win, tied for 30th, a solo third, another win, and tied for fourth. That's my guy, John.
Right? Yeah.
At 25 to 1, I am certainly putting some coin on him.
Yeah. I think everyone should run and put some money on him. And I think you mentioned before how the money isn't going to Scotty. I think it's because he's such a heavy favorite.
Right. I mean, four to one isn't shabby now, but man, 25-1 with Neiman and the way that he's been playing, that's where I'm rolling. I know you like Schauffele. Again, Schauffele sitting there at 18-1. What are the reasons why you like Schauffele heading into this tournament?
His recent form is just tough to ignore. Anita, he's played in eight events in the season and he's made the cut in all eight, and he's finished in the top 10 in six of the eight. Right, he's probably the third or fourth best player in the world right now. Pretty good value, right? You would think at 18-1. Even if he struggles late in these type of events, his skill and consistency is why I think he can break through at Augusta. He's been very good there of recent with a second, a third, and a tenth. I think he loves the major tournaments. He's played in 26 of them, and he's made the cut 23 times. He's just waiting for that one major to possibly get his career really to the next stratosphere. And I think he's going to be my pick for this upcoming weekend. Xander Schauffele, probably a size 38 short for his jacket, but I hopefully he will capture that trophy and that jacket, and his career will keep going upwards from there.
So John's taking Schauffele. I'm definitely going to throw some coin on Scottie Scheffler again at 4-1. It's still solid odds, but my long shot is Niemann. That's how I'm rolling. Really quick before we let you go, the Masters dinner that's taking place on April 9th, hosted by John Rahm. Obviously, so proud of his heritage and that he's from Spain. So he's opening up with a bunch of tapas. Ham, like a little ham pork loin, a bunch of cheeses with black truffle, Spanish omelet with some potatoes. He's got his Mama Rahm's classic lentil stew. He's got some croquetas, which I love. And then the first course is a crab salad with potato. And then you have a choice of ribeye with peppers or a white fish with some asparagus. And then for dessert is custard, like a puffy pastry cake custard with cream. So this is his menu. Are you racing to this dinner?
Well, it looks okay. You know, like, it's like, meh. I mean, I like the croquetas, right? They sound pretty good. Here's the thing, though, Anita. Mm-hmm. He signs this huge deal with Liv, right? So money's not an object. How do you give people a choice of the main course? I mean, like, is this like we're going to a wedding where you have the salmon or the chicken? Just give everyone both.
That's true.
All right, I'll stop right now. Yeah, I'm sorry. Obviously, the silence, I maybe hit a nerve. But how do you
You know me. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of gal. So I'd probably eat all the croquetas, and then I'm not really big into stew. Lentil, not for me.
I think I'm eating this, and then I'm ordering a pizza afterwards.
Yeah, you and me both, with a side of ranch that we could dip our crust into. John, love you, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. John Mascari, head pro at Alpine Country Club. The season's here. Can you believe it? Somebody pinch me. First show in the books, John. Thank you. Quick break. We come back. And by the way, you want to chime in, 800-919-3776. Do you have a pick? Do you have a play in this year's Masters? Are you going to throw some money on Tiger Woods because he's refrained from having sex? Listen, it's part of the handicapping. I can't make it up. We'll be right back. 98.7 ESPN.